and getting that going there. All right, folks, winecellarmedia.com. It is 12:55 p.m. February 1st. All right, 2021. And this year in Black Women in Hip Hop History, we're interested in highlighting Miss Marvelous, starting from Ghetto Blues. But this is not that. This is the news. And I think we're supposed to go over here, right? This is where Phoenix Cleta says go first.
I said.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, yes. We believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show. Murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Right. I did not time the instrumental to work with it like that on purpose. That was the nature of the hip to the hop. All right, checking my decibels. Hey, where am I? Look at that there, buddy chief. Okay, so it's probably in your newsfeed at this point if you're on the privately owned social media at all. Right, I'm on the privately owned social media. I woke up, I saw it. Phoenix, you woke up, you saw it. The 9-year-old black girl being viciously attacked,
yes,
by the pigs with their taser. Huh,
looks pepper like spray. A spray. What?
Pepper spray. I'm so used to them tasing everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm so used to the taser. I forget they have the damn pepper spray. Shit, I literally do forget. They all have that?
Yeah, they were pepper spraying the fuck out of people this summer.
Yeah, right in their fucking Batman belt thing. They've all got the goddamn pepper spray.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm saying extra words so I can further check my decibels.
Check the decibels and mess with the soundboard. And it's fun to go live.
Indeed. All right, as they say, disturbing video coming your way. And then I do need to make an edit. It was not 9 articles. You read 8 articles.
Eight articles. I can read another one. I'm sure it'll be the same result.
Oof. Yep. So let's go ahead and bring this up here.
I want my dad. I'm not getting no car till I see my dad.
Here, just stop for a second.
I want my dad.
Control 47. I'm in there.
I want my dad. No.
Stop it. Take us, dear.
Stop! Oh my God!
Stop,
okay, okay. Wait, stop. My mom's just pregnant. Right there. Oh yeah, please
stop.
Did she say my mom is pregnant?
I don't know what she said.
Yeah. I can't hear what she's
at some point. I don't know if it's like while this video was playing, but in one of the articles I read, she did accuse her mom of like physically assaulting her father. I don't know if there's truth to that. So maybe that's what she was talking about.
Huh. Yeah, they don't hear this kid fucking screaming.
They do.
They do. They're so used to hard. Like, they're calm. They're like, it's what I signed up for, really. At this point, we've all... Again, I've said it. Like, somebody who was 15 and is a 25-year-old cop now has seen a decade of what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
I want my dad!
Stop, here.
Wait, can I just please get the snow off of me?
I'll get the snow off.
It is cold.
You had your chance.
Get in the car now,
okay?
You
had your chance. Man, sounds like a fucking land of freedom.
Chances. Sit up.
No.
You're acting like a child.
I want to cry. I am a child.
Said, you're acting like a child. She said, I am a child.
She's 9.
That's compelling. Oh, they actually have it on the... if folks are looking at the video, it comes up right there on the closed caption there.
Because what is that, like a third grader?
And they actually, in the caption, they put 9-year-old, I am a child.
Yeah.
Very simple facts.
Okay. You've had your chances. Sit up.
No.
You're acting like a child.
I want to go. I am a child.
Back to the house.
You say, why you punch me?
No.
No, I didn't hear that.
She's right. Handcuffed. She can't be punching anybody.
No, I thought I heard her say that.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's just what I thought I heard. It's coming across real fast.
Stand up.
Yeah, it did sound like she
said, why you punch me.
Yeah, like somebody, I think off camera, because the camera's like pointed down at the seat in the car.
Yeah.
And off camera, somebody fucking punched that 9-year-old girl with their grown ass adult closed fist. Fucking animals. I want this video to not get taken off, so I can't say it.
Stand up.
Get up. I want my dad.
I can't. She's. I'm a child.
And the cool thing is, when the camera pans up, it's the yassiest thing.
Stand up. Stand up.
Officer, I'm right here. You're gonna get. Man, I want a girl officer.
Wait, so now they're touching her and she's sad.
So I want a girl officer.
Yeah, because again, now all that's in frame is literally just her cuffed hand.
But so she asks for a girl officer because there's grown men touching her. And what does the girl officer do? Pepper sprays her in the fucking face.
It's quite a yass. Now, I'm quite sure that Queen Mala is going to step in for her ebony sister here. I'm sure of it.
And off.
Please don't stand up for me.
Okay, he'll get off of you if you have to get up, okay? Will you get up? Can you look over? I got her.
I'm going to pay for you and I don't want to.
Sit back. Come on. This is your last chance. Otherwise, pepper spray's going in your eyeballs. Come on, let's go.
Otherwise, pepper spray's going in your eyeballs.
Good. Great.
There you go. God damn, can we get her a pink hat?
I'm gonna go get him. Now sit back.
You know now that you.
I will fix it.
Just stop.
Please, I will get your dad. Bro, you said that you were gonna pepper spray me. No, please, no, stop. Sit back. Oh, I got a bad arm.
Just spray her.
Just spray her
at this point.
She's saying I have a bad arm?
Yeah.
Well, well, we see how much the pigs care.
It was also totally not the point of this at all, but they're pepper spraying her in the car. That is a taxpayer-funded car that now needs to be specially cleaned to remove the residue. Like, could you at least fucking respect the taxpayer property? Like, we're already paying you to fucking terrorize us. Keep the shit clean.
No.
No.
No. Especially with the kind of budget they have, they gotta use some of it.
I got her. I got her.
Please, wipe my eye, please.
Yeah. That's so that video's going on. You read some articles about this much more than I did.
I read a few.
Yeah, like I was cropping the video so we could get it up on winecellarmedia.com.
Well, teamwork makes the dream work. So I actually read, I have my Google search open when I searched this. So I actually looked at articles from several outlets. I looked at NBC, I looked at CNN, I looked at TMZ, I looked at some local outlets. I went to 8 different places. But what's interesting about all this to me is that only one, well, 2 articles mentioned that they actually have a crisis unit, but only one article mentioned why they have a crisis unit. So that means, who was this? Democrat and Chronicle, CNN, CBS News, TMZ, BuzzFeed News, Washington Post, and New York Daily News, or I'm sorry, New York Post, none of them mentioned this little fucking tidbit, which is something that I think folks should know about this story, as you know, or as we say here, right, the story behind the story. So, authorities in Rochester, New York are investigating a confrontation captured on video that show police pepper spraying a 9-year-old girl while responding to a report of family trouble. Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren said she directed Police Chief Cynthia Harriet Sullivan to investigate. Well, okay. This is not something that any of us should want to justify, Warren added, saying she saw her baby's face when she looked at the 9-year-old girl. Police were called after a report that the girl was threatening to harm herself and her mother, according to Deputy Chief Andre Anderson. When officers tried to move the girl into a police car to take her to a hospital, she resisted, kicking one of the officers, according to Anderson. Body camera video released by the police department Sunday shows authority handcuffing the girl while she screams for her father and refuses to get into the video. At one point, one of the officers says, "You're acting like a child." "I am a child," she can be heard responding. In the video, officers say they can. Officers can be heard saying they would pepper spray her if she continued to resist. So here's the thing that actually was interesting to me, and we should probably talk about this. This sort of thing has happened before. So, naturally, the police union is defending it, saying, I'm not saying there aren't better ways to do these things, but let's be realistic about what we're facing. It's not TV. We don't have a simple situation where we can put out our hands and have somebody comply. So that's what the police are saying. But this attitude last year caused someone to die. There was a man named Daniel Prude, who was 41, who was restrained by police in the same department with a spit hood and ended up dying in custody. So the police said, we're going to reform. And part of their reform is launching a PIC unit, PIC, which stands for Person in Crisis. And mind you, this person in crisis unit was started after they killed someone in custody who was having a mental health crisis and had on a spit hood. And so, guess who didn't show up to this event where this 9-year-old girl got pepper sprayed in the face?
Who didn't show up?
The person in crisis unit. The one that they specifically made as a reform after killing someone last year who was also having a mental health episode.
Right. And we say all our snarky lefty shit. Like, really, when you talk about, like, actually sitting down and debating, right, of, like, defunding the police... Like, this is what they're doing with the money they have.
Mm-hmm.
Creating shit to not use it.
Mm-hmm.
And then fertile brutalizing people after murdering people. So it's like, you're not even using the money that you have.
Yep.
So fucking, yeah, take it. All right? For you people that need to be so goddamn reasonable. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to be reasonable. At all. Fuck nuance. Fuck all that. Mm-hmm. I have my conclusions. But I can't say them on this episode because I want the video to stay up.
Yes. And so their person in crisis unit was launched. And let me see if they say this team is for situations that could be solved with community-based connections, community support, connection to services that are available in our community, while also identifying where they may not be available. The program operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Each response team will be made up of behavioral health professionals like social workers and mental health counselors. So now, let's go back to the original story. Why were police called? Because she was threatening to hurt herself, right?
Yeah.
So this person in crisis unit, mental health counselors, community resources, this sounds like exactly what she needs, right?
Yeah.
But police said they didn't bring the person in crisis unit because it didn't, because based on the 911 call, the situation didn't warrant it. So if a 9-year-old girl says she's going to hurt herself or kill herself, doesn't warrant a person in crisis unit with a social worker and a line to community services, what the fuck do they have it for? And again, keep in mind, they made this after they killed someone by... Actually, you know what? Let me fucking clip the hyperlink for that guy.
Suffocate the Daniel. Name in there.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how he died, was suffocation. You know, in the fucking spit hood. And are the reforms working? Is this what was supposed to happen?
Cenk Uygur says it's all about the training. Training and reforms, baby.
Oh, and also Daniel Prude was also black and had a long history of mental health issues. Mm-hmm.
Fucking pigs.
So yeah, I really wanted to bring that up because I'm only seeing one article really talk about the fact that they already have this existing unit based on killing someone. People keep saying we have to reform. They did the reform. They're not using the reform. And now a 9-year-old girl got pepper sprayed for being suicidal. It's not great. And I'm also like really mad that nobody else is covering this. Because, like, CNN is not a little outlet. They can pay people to write a good fucking in-depth, like, article. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going to be us, Lee Camp, Rev Left Radio. Benjamin Dixon is going to touch on it. Yeah, he is. Yeah, Benjamin Dixon's going to touch on it. Jimmy Dore is lost. Jimmy Dore's fucking gone. Jimmy Dore would have mentioned this story like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
But he's fucking gone, man. So, no, he's not going to touch it. Sam Cedar might mention it. That's a big old maybe. But Sam Cedar's a larger outlet.
Yeah.
You know, the status quo may. Mm. Yeah. I barely listen to programs anymore, but I still remember some of the who's who. Yeah. Looking at the archive chat space live here on the Facebooks, there's DC Love. And I think that these pigs that are parents, they'll do it, even though they are a parent, just because that kid doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, like, you totally do that. And then also, like, something I've been yelling about on this program for, what, it's 2021 now? So for 8 years, I've been yelling on this thing that it's also just a job. And, like, they're just getting through the shift. They're trying to get to their next break, which a lot of their job is a break. Think about how much of their job is sitting down and how much of a cashier's job is standing up. So they're trying to get to their next break, and it's like, hey, if I gotta pepper spray this kid in the eyeballs so I can go sit down and have my fucking egg sandwich before it gets cold, I'm gonna fucking do it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pepper spray this kid in the fucking eyeballs, like how I'm on my job, and I'm like, you know what? The maintenance department isn't showing up. I know how to do a little funky rig on this machine. If I take this little clamp here and get some Teflon tape, I can get this thing running for a good 2 hours, and I can go take my fucking break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's just a job, and now human beings are just objects to them that they come across on their job. And then the fact that human beings are human beings, now there's human classification of value.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, this one, I'm going to have to do a little paperwork, talk to him a little bit. Oh, God, this one, I might have to bust him up. All right, let me do a couple stretches.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this one, 9-year-old? Oh, that's a pepper spray job. I got this, boys.
Mm-hmm.
I got this, boys. Let the lady officer handle it. It's just a little pepper spray and a little black girl's eye. There's a little magic for you.
Yeah.
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 Got a little white girl magic on you there. Yeah, and as a parent, they'll totally do it. They've been doing it, right? Like,
yep.
Remember, think about lynching photos.
Yeah,
right?
I was gonna be right. They bring their kids with them.
Right?
Bring your daughter to work day.
Take the bones and use them as toys.
Yeah, that was that the first take your daughter to work day?
Was it?
Was it?
No. Plantation. Or who knows? Fucking, yeah, Europeans have been like this for so long. They were doing that. I would not be surprised. They've had the sadism.
Oh, yes.
And yeah. This ain't new. We're just in it. Yes. And really in it. It's so not over.
No.
Skibby-dooby-doo. Yeah, we
yeah, so we're trying to read the comments, but they're like so far away.
Yeah, and they're also kind of all sad and a lot of agreement.
Yeah.
It's
fucked up.
Yeah, but yeah, there's DC Love, Jessica May active in the archive chat space. Yeah, we just wanted to go live and do this one, get this posted. We have the last two episodes that'll be publicly available going up. I just uploaded the Talk Fury to the podcast feed. The Facebook is already up, but the podcast is a separate feed. I had to upload it there. The one with Maddie Stump. I need to produce it more. I need to do like some more under editing under the vocals, and I plan on having that up within 45 minutes before I have to head to work. This one we just recorded. I'm going to get this up and immediately pushed around through some of the different pages. And yeah, we'll just keep Wine Cellar meteoring.
Meteoring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and more news like this will definitely always be on the socialized feed, but like the more the shows are going to be on patreon.com/winecellarmediafund starting at the $1 tier up. Currently up to the $10 tier. Haven't added anything new. And also, it is the first, so the Patreon is coming in. And the bulk of this Patreon is, I'm just going to start looking at it, visualizing it, and doing it. I'm going in the garage, looking at it, and I'm just going to start getting shit to record Mr. Williams' Laborhood in the garage. It's going to be fucking cold in there, and I'm just going to fucking do it. And then I'll have to take those files, bring them in here. I think what I have to get is one of those digital cameras that has hard drive space built into it and a microphone jack, and see if I can't get like a lapel mic that kind of throws a signal, whether it's Bluetooth or something over Wi-Fi,
okay,
to the camera, and a tripod and record like that. And I guess I have to bring the camera in here, copy the file over on USB, and then I can get the Mr. Williams Laborhood episodes up.
Okay.
And those will also be they'll go straight to Patreon, and I'll see how I want to distribute those after that. And that's just the work, right? We just keep doing it, and I'll be back to record more and spit more, but for now, I got to get ready to upload the Maddie Stump and then go down to the factory and make sure people get their fucking protein bars. All right, that's paypal.me/PhoenixandWilliam. There's a tip jar there on the Venmo, at Wine Cellar Media. There's a tip jar there. We love them. We need the tips. I buy broccoli and chicken.
Yes.
And patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund is the way to just sign up monthly, hold it down, and check out the content that goes only there. All right, folks, please be as safe as possible wherever you are. Facebook live stream stopped. And podcast audio stopped.